There is only one podcast that can legitimately call itself the voice of reality TV. Download the show at rffradio.com. We are not sure if they can play nice with each other, so now, from separate studios deep in the Husker Nation of Nebraska and in the Big Apple, are Rob and Trevor with the Reality TV Podcast.
Welcome to the longest-running reality TV podcast on the internet. I'm Trevor.
And I'm Rob, and welcome to another edition of RFF Radio. Hi, everybody.
A star-studded edition
of RFF. Star-studded? I don't know about that. How are you, Trevor?
Good. Just lounging around on a Sunday.
Yeah, it is a Sunday. We decided to do... It's noon here. It's 1 o'clock there. But, yeah. How's March Madness going?
It's going all right.
Trevor, you and I have to talk.
I've been enraptured. I've been watching a lot of basketball.
You know, so you are part of our Two Cents Radio bracket.
I'm not out of that. I know I'm in the hole right now. You're in fourth place, I saw.
I am in fourth place.
I'm in the hole right now, but I picked Wisconsin in that bracket. I feel good about that pick.
What? I mean, you do know the point is to pick winners, right?
I do. I think I just went a little crazy on that bracket.
It's been fun. I'm in fourth place with 340 points.
Who's your winner?
Kentucky.
All right.
With the rest of the country.
I think I'm going to come storming back because I went with an alternative pick.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Trevor is in 26th place.
26. That's good.
Out of 28, basically.
I'm a closer.
29. I hope so, Trevor, because I was looking at your bracket and I'm like, oof, yeesh.
Had some misses there.
Yeah, and Villanova really screwed up everybody.
Yeah, I basically watched that entire second half yesterday.
Yeah, so did I.
I just kept waiting for Villanova to come back in that game. And it felt like they were creeping back into it, and then to North Carolina State's credit, they held them off.
I was texting Nico during that game, and at like 8 minutes left in that second half, I'm like, I'm calling it. It's over. There's no way they're going to win. And he's like, there's plenty of time, and they never did.
Never.
They were in my Final Four!
I don't know, did I have in my Final Four? Or did I have Virginia in that final?
Let's look at your bracket. Somebody actually in our contest had Villanova winning the whole thing.
Yeah, then you're basically out of it.
Let's see. You had Villanova in your Final Four.
Yes, that hurts. That hurt me.
That sucks.
I kind of split Villanova and Virginia across a lot of my brackets. Although, to be honest, if Virginia loses this game to Michigan State, that bracket's going to produce some kind of awkward Final Four team that nobody has.
Yeah. Well, and I haven't seen the ESPN stats, but on Yahoo, there's no perfect brackets left after the first round.
So nobody's – is Warren Buffett putting up $1 billion again?
You know, I didn't hear anything about that this year. I know in years past.
That's like a national pastime that Warren Buffett puts up $1 billion.
I don't think a perfect bracket is ever going to happen. I don't think it's possible.
That's why he should keep putting up $1 billion.
Yeah.
And then it gives the country a chance.
Yeah. I don't think it's possible. So we are here to talk about reality TV. Unless you had another
2-hour episode of Survivor.
Yes. And before we get to Survivor, if everybody wants to check out my Twitter, I posted a link yesterday about what Joe Millionaire looks like today. Have you seen
this? How does he look?
He does not look good. He does not look good. He looks like somebody off of Duck Dynasty.
Father Time was not kind.
He's got a lot of fat in his face.
Really?
The rest of him looks like normal, but he looks big in the face, like puffy, and he's got this just huge beard. It does not look good. He went to work as a contractor after the show.
Okay, wasn't he something like that before?
He was working in construction, yeah, but he worked for himself now.
Okay.
So, can you believe that was in 2003? Millionaire was 12 years ago.
People thought reality TV was a fad, and look at that.
I know.
Still trucking along.
Still trucking along. But check out my Twitter, twitter.com/RobRFF. I posted a link there yesterday of an article. And yeah, I read that yesterday and I'm like, 2003, that doesn't seem possible. That show was outstanding. I don't know if it would hold up today, but
although when you think about it, the Joe Schmo show was still able to find people.
Yeah.
So you would think that there's a chance they could still pull it off.
They could.
It's enough time has passed that it's worth a try.
Yeah. Yeah, it is worth a try. He's now 40 years old.
Wow.
He was 28 when that show happened. Man. Time is a bitch. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe we've been doing this 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
2005 and May we started, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cow. Is it time to give it up yet?
No.
Okay, good.
Absolutely not.
We have 2 hours of Survivor to talk about. Let's talk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the first vote off before we get into the horrific tribe swap.
An interesting tribe swap.
It was, but I want to talk a little bit about Lindsay's departure before we talk about anything else. Because Lindsay gets voted off. It was a three-way tie between Sierra, Rodney, and Lindsay in that first vote off.
Mm-hmm.
And that was kind of surprising to me. I didn't expect a three-way tie. I mean, I don't even know what to think. Because you had Dan and Mike voting for Lindsay.
Well, I think that was in case somebody had an idol, right?
I suppose.
That's why that played out like that.
And Sierra and Lindsay voted for Rodney, thinking that Kelly was going to go along with him. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think they voted for Rodney, thinking that Dan, and they thought that Dan and Mike, and by the way, you thought Mike would be out. Mike's in a power position.
I know. But hey, I was right about the blue collar going to tribal council.
Yeah, you were right about that. I think they thought that Dan was on their side, and that they were going to get rid of Rodney, Dan and Mike.
Right.
And in the end, Mike basically told Kelly he doesn't trust Rodney at all. He didn't want to vote him out just yet. Basically, you know, you want to keep the tribe strong still at this juncture of the game.
Yeah.
And I think that's why Rodney's still there.
You know, and I give them credit for wanting to keep the tribe strong. Because mm-hmm. a lot of tribes just glass over that at this point. They just, we want to get rid of the strong people because we're threatened by them. But I think keeping the tribe strong, and they didn't know a tribe swap was coming, mm-hmm. but to keep the tribe tribe strong and keep Rodney in there. The problem is Sierra is just, or was just the odd person out in that tribe after Lindsay left.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting how it plays out now with the merge.
Right. Well, it wasn't a merge.
I mean, the tribe swap.
Yeah.
Because she could absolutely screw over her old teammates.
She could.
No, but the problem is the question's going to be if she flips, is Rodney flipping the other way so they offset each other's flip?
Right. Right. But I just feel like the guys are going to be too busy trying to poach each other and not worry about Sierra.
Well, here's it, right. Let's break down the tribes. You have on one side, you have Dan, Mike, Rodney from Blue Collar,
right.
and Sierra from Blue Collar,
right?
Along with Joe, Tyler, and who's the other one?
Joaquin,
right? And so, basically, you have the three strong Blue Collar members, the two White Collars, and Joe. And Sierra kind of hovering in the middle right now because
right.
she doesn't like the three blue-collar members at all.
No.
So her vote, if they had gone to tribal council, I think she would have voted off Dan, Mike, or Rodney. But now they're teasing in the previews that Joaquin and Rodney are trying to form an alliance with
right.
each other.
Right.
So, I mean, if that's the case,
and that's,
then I think that alliance would be Joaquin, Rodney, Dan, and Mike, don't you?
That's where I think... And yes, I agree with you. I think that the guys are going to be too busy trying to get rid of each other that they just forget about Sierra.
That could happen, right? So let's say that happens, that it's Joaquin, Rodney, Dan, and Mike. I think Joe would be the first one to go.
Right.
If you're going to get rid of somebody strong, he seems the most likely that you would target, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and if Rodney and Joaquin have this relation, quote-unquote, bromance going on that they tease, use that and get the numbers on your side if you're Mike and Dan.
Although Mike and Dan don't trust Rodney either.
No,
right? And
if so,
in the previews that they're looking at this bromance as not a good thing for them.
No, but you have to take advantage of it, I feel like, to get the numbers.
I think what they're going to do, I think you're right. I think they take advantage of it to get the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think they kind of view it with some skepticism, like, we need to remember this and get rid of, you know, at some point we need to throw them overboard.
Right, right. Let's talk a little bit about the tribe swap and how unbalanced the teams are.
Yeah, it always seems like this happens when they do a tribe swap.
And a random tribe swap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of the time it is a random tribe swap, right? They haven't done too many assigned.
They had a schoolyard pick 'em once, a couple times.
Yeah, and I think that's the only way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this Escameca tribe, with all guys and Sierra, is one of the most dominant tribes we've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, they theoretically should... Now, there's 14 people left out there.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, I got to think...
13.
Yeah, I got to think there's going to be the merges at 10, right?
Right.
So you're going to have three of these before they merge.
Yeah.
I mean, I find it hard to fathom that tribe's going to lose any challenges.
I just can't imagine. You've got all of the strong guys... Dan, you can probably make an argument against being a strong guy, but, you know, I discredited Dan and Mike a lot for not being very bright, but I have to eat my words a little bit on that, because they really showed this week that they are smarter in this game. They have a better survivor IQ than I give them credit for.
No, I agree, and I'm elevating Mike and Dan both as definitely getting onto the jury.
Yeah.
And possibly having a chance of winning this game.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, the way I think this plays out, I think that tribe wins the next three immunities. And so they're going to go into the merge. The dominant alliance going into the merge might be Dan, Mike, Joaquin, Rodney.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the catch that I have. Let's say they win the next three challenges, right? On the other tribe, Max is gone, right? Shireen would be gone next. And then you're going to stay, you know, then it becomes interesting, right? Because I feel like Jen, Haley, Will are going to stick together no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Kelly would go next. I think they would not start knocking. And then Carolyn's got an idol and Jen has an idol. That was Jen getting the idol is
yes,
the big development.
That was
show.
Yes, I forgot about that. I'm glad you remembered that.
So that makes it interesting in terms of if Carolyn shares she has an idol and Jen has an idol, then I think going into the... When do you think the merge would happen? Let's say Estemeca wins again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so Shireen goes home.
Right.
So then we're down to 12 people left on the island. Do you do the merge then? Or do you do one or... If you go two more challenges, then at some point, Carolyn's going to have to play her idol.
Right.
Because I don't see Jen, Haley, and Will deciding to break each other up.
Do you think this is a discussion the producers have as to when they decide to do a merge? I mean, because you are bringing up a great point. Like, if we keep the tribes together too long, then Carolyn's going to have to use her idol, and that doesn't make for great TV. Do you think that's something that the producers discuss?
I mean, I think they can see the tea leaves, right? Because if you look at the two tribes, I just think that one tribe's going to dominate, right?
Right.
The easy vote, Shireen's going to go home this week. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
No.
And then the next week, I think Kelly's going to go home, right? Because, you know, she's good. They're gonna, when they look around, Jen, Haley, and Will are from No Collar. They're sticking together. And I think Carolyn is closest to Jen, right? And so I think she would be there. And then you're down to four in that tribe, right? And then do you do the merge at 11? Or do you do, yeah, or do you wait one more vote off?
Right.
And if they lose again, then, I mean, you can make the argument maybe they'll vote Will out. But I
not without somebody using an idol.
Yeah, not without someone using – I just think Jen – see, I find it hard to – I think Jen, Haley, and Will are more likely to – they're going to look at it and say, we're the three No Collars. You know, if we can all – if we all get to the merge, we'll meet Joe there.
Right.
And then we have a chance of having real numbers in this game.
Right.
I mean, that's. I mean, if I were out on that island and I were in their shoes, that's exactly what I would be thinking. Let's just get this to the merge. Mm-hmm. We'll pick up Joe at the merge. We have Carolyn now. That's five, right?
Right.
So, yeah. You know, I mean, that would be the numbers game I would be going through.
Yeah, I just...
And if you do the merge at 11, then you have even, you know, then it really becomes interesting.
Right.
Especially with Jen and Carolyn both having idols. That's what I would like to see them do. Do the merge at 11, have the seven people over there with that power guy alliance, and then you have the four coming over, but two of them have idols.
Right.
And nobody knows they have idols.
No.
Because Carolyn's kept hers under wraps.
Well, Tyler knows, but he's on the other tribe.
Yeah.
At this point, but he'll know at the merge, or he'll find out at the merge.
And if he knows at the merge, listen, let's say Tyler and Joe strike up an alliance, you do the merge then, you would have the four coming over with Joe and Tyler, that's six.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
Then you have numbers.
It's too hard to predict what's going to happen at the merge when we don't know when the merge is going to happen, you know?
They could also look at the producers, like, if you do the merge at 10, it forces one of the idols out of the it probably flushes an idol.
Right. But do they want to do that? I think they want to keep the idols till almost the end of the series, or end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I wonder if they have that discussion. Like, okay, let's do the merge so none of the idols have to be used until later.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's fascinating what probably goes on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. I mean, people, this is called reality TV, but we have to remember there's still some manipulation going on from the side of the producers to make TV interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously they've done a great job. They've been on for 30th season.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 30th season. So
I think Jen finding that idol was such a wild card.
It was.
They're all sitting around eating chicken. She's upset about them eating the chicken, and then she's just and you know they're all gorging. She just goes wandering around. Says, oh, the idol's usually in, you know,
right,
like this, and then she happens upon it.
Yeah,
and they didn't even really notice that she was gone.
No, well they were too busy stuffing their face with chicken.
Yeah.
Hey, if I hadn't eaten, I wouldn't care if somebody was out fucking looking for an idol.
And you know, I think because Jen's kind of unassuming, like she. I think she benefits, and listen, I think she could win this game. I think she benefits from the fact that she looks kind of non-threatening.
She does. She benefits from it, for sure.
Right? I mean, you know, she could, you know, she's sitting in the catbird seat. Nobody knows she has an idol. She's gonna get to the merge, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, she seems smart enough that she's gonna know to play it. She'll feel when she has to play it.
Yeah. Yeah, Jen's no dummy.
She's good in challenges.
Jen is no dummy.
I mean, if you're putting odds down on who could win this game, she's definitely one of the favorites, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of her, but I can't say that she's a dumbass either.
No, she seems smart. She seems athletic.
No.
She's got an idol in her pocket. She's got a real alliance going.
Yeah, good for her.
I think when people look at that no-collar group, let's say they all get there at the end, she's going to have as much of a claim as anybody as being, you know, somebody who deserves to win the game.
Yeah. Can we talk about how overrated Max was?
You know, what's interesting is, and I thought it was either Jen or Haley said this, or like, they just sit over there and strategize the entire time, Max and Shireen, yeah. Right? Instead of like, it seemed like they're so enraptured with the strategy aspect of the game that they weren't doing enough from the social aspect of the game.
And I'm mad at myself for even falling into the trap of, oh my god, we got a Survivor expert on the show. You and I, Trevor, should have known right from the start that they were going to be threatened by his knowledge. I mean, he knows the boot order from the fucking beginning of the series. You can't show that off. And I'm mad at myself for falling into that trap.
You know, since for such a Survivor expert, he didn't try to stay under the radar.
No.
As much as I would think, like, I've always thought the perfect strategy for Survivor is to stay under the radar until you get to the merge.
Yeah.
Then when you get to the merge, start trying to win challenges. And, you know, you want to be good enough in challenges pre-merge that nobody thinks you're a weak link and get voted off.
You know, provide for the tribe somewhat. You know, just be unassuming.
Yeah, unassuming, provide for the tribe, form a tight alliance,
yeah.
And not, you know, not stick your head above water, if you
yeah.
will. Right? Yeah. You know? Just... And then once you get to the merge, you know, play a little more aggressively, not too much more.
Yeah.
You know, just keep trying to, you know, get past, you know, get number. Make sure you're always in the high numbers alliance.
Yeah. I'm mad at myself for falling into the trap of, ooh, a Survivor expert.
And don't go blatantly looking for the immunity. Yeah. Well, that's like the number one thing
and
you shouldn't
do. And keep your fucking clothes on.
Yeah.
That's all. Don't be making an ass of yourself. And I think that's what really stuck out in people's mind is just Max was an ass.
Mm-hmm.
He was just always going for some sort of attention, it seemed like.
Yeah.
And that turns people off.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then him just showing off his Survivor prowess,
yeah,
and just being cocky about everything.
Mm-hmm.
I so overrated, and I'm just mad at myself for even jumping on the Max bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
Should have known. I've learned my lesson, folks.
Now, I thought it was interesting that they decided to vote off Max instead of Shireen, only because I felt like they could have done Max, I mean, the group that had the numbers could have done Max in the next vote off. I would have thought you get rid of Shireen just to keep yourself strong for immunity challenges.
Right. Right. And yeah, I was also shocked by that because Shireen's not very good in challenges.
No, she's awful at challenges. See, I would have.
And she whines a lot around camp.
See, yeah, I would have thought that the idea would have been, all right, let's just get rid of Shireen first, right? Because
right.
she's not helpful at all in challenges. And then if we lose again, we'll get rid of Max.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're going to want to try to keep ourselves strong out, you know, have our best team out there
right.
for challenges. But, I mean, them getting rid of Max, I just don't see. They're going to have to come up with. Yeah, and the challenges are basically already predetermined, right?
Yeah.
In terms of the order. I just don't see how they're beating the other team in challenges.
I don't either. Because it takes them so long to set up a challenge, there's no way they're switching around challenge order.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I read somewhere where it takes 3 weeks to set up challenges.
Yeah, I read that too, that the challenges are, you know, they can't adjust challenges to, you know, it is what it is. You know, if one tribe's skill set's not as good as the other tribe's skill set,
right.
so be it. And so, I mean, I just can't see that one tribe with Dan, Mike,
yeah.
Rodney, Joaquin,
Escameca.
Tyler, Escameca losing any of it. And you know what? I'm sure producers see that also, which is why I think the merge is going to happen sooner rather than later.
I kind of agree with you on that as well. I mean, they have to see that. I mean, they obviously. I think somebody probably in the background while they were filming that day went, holy shit, this is what happens?
Yeah. I mean, literally, I don't think the merge will happen next week, but it could happen the week after.
Yeah.
Let's say Shireen gets voted off next week. I could see them saying, well, you know, there's 12 people. It's an even number. Screw it. We're doing the merge right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Yeah. And okay. So if there's a final three, The jury would start at what, 12 people? Would they have 9 people on the jury, or is it usually 8?
That would make sense. If you do final 3, and then you do the merge at 12, that's 9 people on the jury.
Right.
So that means that would be the week after next.
Yeah.
Right? Because we have 13 people out there
right.
now.
Right.
Shireen gets voted off. That gets you down to 12. And so then, yeah, then you do the merge.
Yeah. And then do a final 3 with 9 jury.
Or it would make it compelling because I would think Kelly would immediately try to shoot back over to Dan, Mike, that alliance with possibly Rodney and Joaquin with that being a 5. You would still have likely out there Joe, Tyler, and I would think, you know, Joe, Tyler, Carolyn, and the rest of the Joe and the no-callers will definitely try to meet back up again to be 4.
Yeah.
I would think Tyler and Carolyn might go with them to be 6. You could have a 6-6. You know who could be the wild card there? Is Sierra. Right? Because let's say you do the merge at 12, and you have Joe and the 3 no-callers. Then you have the no-callers 4. Carolyn, Tyler is 6. Let's say Sierra does not go with the rest of the blue collars. I mean, that could be the 7th vote.
Well, next season or next episode is titled Odd Woman Out. If that tells you anything. That is the title of next week's episode. Odd Woman Out.
I mean, Odd Woman Out would be Sierra.
Yeah.
Right?
But yeah.
That means that tribe loses a challenge, or they just pick on her the entire time.
Yeah, it could be they just pick on her the whole time.
Which would be bad news in the scenario that we're describing, because then I could easily see Sierra going with, you know, and being the fly in the ointment of their plan.
Yeah.
And right, if you're her and you're the 7th vote that votes out the blue collar people after the merge, that's your stake at being, yeah, I made a big move in the
right.
game. What
right.
I did.
I saw that title, show title for next week, and I went Odd Woman Out, and I was just like, oh man, that's talking about Sierra. It can't
Unless
be,
it's talking about Shireen.
Well, that could be. That's a great point. That could be.
I mean, I just see her getting voted off the show next week.
Yeah. But Sierra is the odd woman out. She's stuck in the middle of 2 big alliances.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's odd woman out on both tribes.
The thing with her is there's people pitching for Sierra's vote.
Yeah.
What's interesting is Mike told Dan exactly how to apologize to Sierra, and Dan just did his own thing.
Oh, Dan's a moron.
Mike was like, "They don't." I thought Mike was hysterical because what he said is absolutely true. Just apologize. Don't qualify it.
Yeah.
Say I'm sorry.
Yep.
And Dan had to qualify it and pissed her off.
Yeah.
Mike's like, just say I'm sorry.
Mike is the brains behind that. I mean, Dan's smart. I need to stick behind that he is smart. But man, that was stupid.
That was an awful apology on Dan's part.
Oh, fucking.
Especially after Mike had just given the whole lecture.
Oh, yeah.
Just say you're sorry.
Just, this is how you do it. And then he just does it completely opposite.
No, what's funny is I bet they're watching the show as well right now, and Mike's probably shaking his head. He's like, I fucking told about it, dude.
God damn it, I could have had $1 million, because I don't think Mike and Dan win.
I think, you know, they're both on the jury. I think Mike goes longer than Dan.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I actually think one of the no-callers, too, but the no-callers are in good shape.
Yeah, they could be.
I think both Jen and Joe are in good shape in this game.
Joe needs to make a pass this week for me to be convinced that he's in good shape. Because we were talking about the scenario earlier where Joe would be targeted.
Yeah.
If Rodney and Joaquin and Mike and Dan,
that is true,
came together.
Joe needs to get out of this week.
Yep. Yep. I just see Mike being smart enough to go, okay, I don't trust Rodney, I don't like his relationship with Joaquin, but we can use this to get numbers on our side, let's get Joe out of here, and then we'll deal with what we don't trust with later.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's the smart way of dealing with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's what's going to happen or not, but I really feel like Joe needs to make it out of this week.
I think if he gets out of this week, he's going to be in good shape, because then they're going to do a merge, and he'll get to meet back up with the rest of the
tribe. Yeah. I guess I really hope Escameca loses the dominant tribe, loses a challenge, and they get to go to tribal council, because I really want to see how it all pans out. I honestly want to, as long as Sierra don't go, Sierra's my woman.
I think she's a compelling player in this
she
game,
is.
Though.
She is. But I she's
I
in
think
danger.
Her natural alliance she hasn't even met yet.
No, I don't think so.
I think
either.
I think the moment there's a merge, and if she's there with Jen and Haley, she's aligning with them.
Yeah.
She's in with Jen, Haley. You could have a strong girl alliance with Jen, Haley, Sierra, and like Carolyn.
Yeah, you could. And then two tribes.
Mm-hmm. Three
or not spam. Not two tribes, two three idols, tribes. Two idols.
Two idols. Two idols spanning three separate tribes.
Yeah.
So, good stuff.
Good so you're saying Shireen's going home, right?
Yeah. I think she's gone.
I also agree. I think she's got.
I mean, they can show me all these commercials and try to throw me off the scent, but there's no. I think she's gone.
Yeah. So that means Nagarodi goes to tribal, which I want to see Escameca go. Like I said, but
I find it hard to believe they're going to.
I know.
The challenge.
There's just no way. There's just no way.
I think Shireen goes home and they merge next week.
I would agree.
Shireen goes home this week. The following week is the merge.
You haven't said anything I disagree with today, Trevor. Mm. Not one thing.
Thank you.
Take your bow now.
Absolutely.
It's the first time in 10 years.
Yes.
So does that do it for today? Is there anything else?
I got nothing else.
No Amazing Race because of March Madness.
No.
We don't see Amazing Race till what, April 3rd?
Yeah.
So we got another week off with the Amazing Race.
I think they like doing it this way, though, because they'll have the Survivor finale and then the Amazing Race finale the following week.
Yeah. Or all at the same week.
Would it be the same? Because you're going to miss Amazing Race for 2 weeks,
right? Yeah. Maybe, I don't know how it's all going to pan out. I don't know when the finale is. I don't know. I have no idea. Couldn't tell you. You would think two reality TV podcasters would know that. But we don't.
Well, we'll be able to tell you once we see the commercials for it.
That's right. When we see the commercials, you be sure to tune into our podcast that week.
We'll let you know that information.
How do people get a hold of you, Trevor?
They can catch you at TrevorRFFRadio.com.
I'm Rob at RFFRadio.com, Twitter.com/RobRFF, and Facebook.com/RobRFF. Guys, thanks for listening. Have a great reality TV week, and we'll catch you back here next week.